Borussia Dortmund, du bist unser Leben. Borussia Dortmund, du nur ganz allein. Borussia Dortmund, hast uns so viel gegeben. Wir sind dir treu und werden's immer sein.
Welcome to episode 59 of the Borussia Dortmund or the Dortmund Fan Club London podcast, Time Flies When You're Having Fun. And my guest today is Mr. Matthew Amoa, who is a former Ghana international. Welcome, Matthew.
Welcome, Mr. Ben.
Nice to speak to you. Lovely. And you're in Holland today, right?
Yeah, I'm in Holland,
How's the weather?
The weather is great.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Absolutely.
22-23 degrees. So I'm enjoying the weather.
That's absolutely perfect. Yes, here in England, also fantastic. Yeah. Matthew, we invited you on the show because you're a former striker of Borussia Dortmund. And as you know, we're fans of Borussia Dortmund on this podcast. So, yeah, it's really cool to talk to you about Borussia Dortmund. Let me start, however, by introducing you. So you're a 45-time Ghana international, according to your records, and you're currently the striker coach at NAC Breda in the Eredivisie. And you have played a total of 17 games for Borussia Dortmund between 2005 and 2007. That's the main thing. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right,
That's absolutely great. But your other former clubs include Vitesse Arnhem, I hope I pronounced that right, Fortuna Sittard, NAC Breda, of course, and also SK Mersin Talimurdu in the Turkish division, the Super League, I think it's called. And then finally...
Yeah, I was in the Super League.
SC Heerenveen and Heracles Almeida. Heracles Almeida. So I'm making a real dog's dinner of the names. So the names are difficult to pronounce, Matthew.
Because you're from England, so you're pronouncing it good.
Thank you so much. And and you played 384 games in your professional career, you scored an incredible 137 goals. Does that sound correct?
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad, Matthew. Let me start.
I actually don't know how many goals, but yeah, because you have made your research, and so I think it's right. I think.
Yeah. I hope so. That's the fascinating bit, is researching and finding out. So, firstly, welcome, and hey, BVB, really cool to talk to you. Just let me start by asking you, what does BVB mean to you? Do you still watch some Borussia Dortmund games? And what does it mean that you played for such a team like Borussia Dortmund for your career?
It was just great because Borussia Dortmund is one of the best club in Germany. If you say Bayern, then you have also Borussia Dortmund. And the last years, I think Borussia Dortmund and Bayern are always fighting for the top.
Yep.
And to play for Borussia Dortmund is great. But unfortunately, when I played there, I did not perform the way the fans, the people from Dortmund want me to play. And it was, for me, disappointed.
Oh, sure. I can understand that. And I guess the reasons for that are multiple, and we'll come to that. But so essentially, do you still watch BVB sometimes? Do they show any Bundesliga?
Yeah, I do watch it because on Saturday, because I have two boys and a girl.
Oh, nice.
And some also they played on Saturdays, and if I came I come home earlier, I used to watch B4B, and sometimes I miss the game. Sometimes if I'm home, I just watch B4B, and also on Sundays.
Nice, fascinating.
On Sundays.
That's incredible. It's really great to have you on the show, and thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat. So, well, I guess let's just start with the beginnings of your career, basically. So, you came to live in Netherlands from Ghana, right? So, I guess you grew up in Ghana until the age of 15.
I grew up in Ghana at the age of 15.
Yeah. And
then they came and squad me, and then I went straight to Vitesse Arnhem.
Yeah. So how can we imagine that? So you were playing football already in school in Ghana. Were you living in Accra or Kumasi, or where, in which part of Ghana?
Yeah, I was living in Tema. It's close to Accra, the capital city.
Okay.
It's just like half an hour driving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I was playing a coast team called the Great Ambassadors.
Okay, great, nice.
Yeah.
And how did it come about that you got scouted, basically? You were playing football at school, or you were playing football at college? How what was happening?
No, I was also playing football also at school, and also at the coast team, because in Ghana we have a coast team, and we have under 14 and under 17.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturdays, we also play our league matches.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one white guy from Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to Ghana, and he said he wants youth players. So at first, he scouted Kwame Kwanzaa, because he said he wanted the best players in Tampa, and I was also one of the best players in Tampa. So first he came and looked at Kwame Kwanzaa, and
mm-hmm.
and he said, okay, Kwame Kwanzaa is good. So he sent Kwame Kwanzaa to Ajax. And later on, they said that they need one more. And then at the time, I think I was at school. I was at the college, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they came for me, and we did everything, and I went straight to Vitesse Arnhem.
Wow. Wow, what an incredible dream. So you were age 15, and then a talent scout came and found you. And did you already know when you were a child that you wanted to be a professional football player?
Because when I was a child, my dream was to become a football professional player. Because all my youth, I was just playing from school. If I put my back down, straight to the football pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, my dream was to become a football player, professional football player.
Football for you is not just a passion, but it's also a talent, something that you're really, really solid at. And you had your brother who was playing football, your elder brother, he didn't have the same talent as you, basically. And for you, I guess it was something like a dream to go and be in a professional stadium and so on. But you were playing some youth games. And sometimes before the big games with the professionals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, the talent scout comes to Ghana, and he scouts you and also the other player. And suddenly you find yourself aged 15 years old in Arnhem in Holland, which is near to the German border, I think. Am I right?
Yeah, it's near to German border, yeah.
Yeah. So what was it like, basically? What was your feeling there, coming there as a 15-year-old guy from Africa? I mean, first of all, the weather must have been pretty cold for you, no?
Okay. Yeah. When we came, the weather was okay because we came on August.
Mm-hmm.
August. So the weather was okay, even unless in the evening, then the weather will be a little bit colder.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. but in the morning, the afternoon, yeah, we just enjoyed the weather. Mm-hmm. And nice. I remember my first time. I was with one guy, and I remember our first day. We just arrived, went straight to the hotel, and then they said we have to train also in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we arrived, I think, at 6:30, 7
mm-hmm.
o'clock in the morning. We came to the hotel, and then we have to go and train. Also in the morning.
Nice. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So my dream was, this is the chance. I have to take this chance.
Absolutely amazing. So there you are at Vitesse Arnhem. And I looked up some of the guys who used to play there with you. And I found a guy called Scott Booth. Do you remember Scott Booth?
I remember Scott Booth, yeah.
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 And... yeah, I mean, basically, Scott Booth also went on to play for Borussia Dortmund. So, and him being from Scotland, I guess you had the English language in common. So I guess you and Scotty could talk together already, right? Pretty. Was he one of your friends then?
Yeah. Because Scotty, I think he was from FC Utrecht. And before he came to Vitesse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... yeah, because Scott was really a nice guy. Really, we always talk, and he's both footed, left and right. So he had a very good crossing.
Amazing! That's really really cool.
And so we have a nice time in Vitesse with Scott Booth, but personally, is really a cool guy. Cool.
That's really cool. And and another player that you played together was Pierre van Hooijdonk, who went on to Nottingham Forest.
Pierre was let me say was my senior,
mm.
and it was also a striker. Mm. When he came to Vitesse, I was quite young, I think 18. Yeah, okay, let me say 17, because I was October was my birthday, so let me say I was 17, 18. So Pierre was first striker, and our coach was Ronald Koeman.
Yeah, Ronald Koeman, one of the absolute greats of Dutch football. So how can we imagine your experience then working with somebody like Ronald Koeman? I mean, certainly one of the most famous
really
guys
amazing,
of Dutch football.
Really amazing, because Ronald Koeman was a great footballer in Dutch football, and also in Europe, Barcelona. And I remember when he came, because he was from Barcelona, and then he came to Vitesse, and he wanted us to play the same like Barcelona, the tiki-taki football.
Nice. And how did that go down with you? What was your impression?
It was great, because I learned a lot from him, because everything is tactic, is short. When we are playing a small game, everything is too short. So if you just start the ball, you have two or three players around you, so you have to think quick.
Nice, amazing.
Yeah.
So I
learned really a lot from Ronald Koeman about this tactic, is the way you shoot. As a striker, the way you have to scan left and right,
Fascinating.
He's also a great person to talk to.
Absolutely fascinating. And up front was Scott Booth. For your debut, your very first debut, when you played against FC Utrecht when you were 18 years old. And I see...
Yeah, I think I played against Scott Booth. That time because Booth was in Utrecht. I'm not sure.
And another famous guy who was on the pitch for FC Utrecht was Dirk Kuyt. Perhaps you don't remember. Dirk Kuyt, yes, who went on to have quite some career. So, what was your experience then of 18 years old? You make your debut, coming into the stadium and so on. Dirk Kuyt, of course, played for Liverpool as well. So he had quite a big career.
It was really good because all of the time I was dreaming to play for the first team. To answer this question, because when I was come to talk, I said my first time I was here, we train in the morning and in the evening was a game. So my first game, I scored 5 goals.
Amazing.
I'm just going back, but my first game, my first friendly game, I scored 5 goals. And then, for them, they were surprised. Because we played against the first teams of one amateur teams. So they were really big guys, and I scored 5 goals. And at that time, they said, this guy, we have to sign him. Yeah. So I surprised them. And now back to the question, when I got 18 years, because I was waiting for my working permit. So when they gave me the working permit, I was really happy because I know that, this is the time that I have to start. I have to be professional football. So when I got the chance to play my first game, because all the stadium were shut to my name.
Amazing.
So I was very happy.
Amazing.
Because I said, this is the time and this is my moment. So, I have to enjoy.
In 2005, Borussia Dortmund came knocking for you. And at the time, the coach was Bert van Marwijk.
Because when I moved to Fortuna Sittard, Bert van Marwijk was also the coach there.
Yeah.
So I played at Bert van Marwijk in Fortuna Sittard and also in Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah. So we'll come to your career with Ghana later on, but how did the of course we're really interested to hear about the Borussia Dortmund period. So how did the contact come from Borussia Dortmund?
What I had, whether it's true or not, because Jan Koller got injured.
That's right. Yes, Jan Koller got a major injury.
They were looking for a striker to replace Jan Koller. And then, Bert van Marwijk worked with me in Fortuna Sittard. So he told them, okay. They can go and watch Matthew Amwa because that time we were playing. So my agents called me, Borussia Dortmund are interested. And I said, came and watched 2 matches of me. And I think I scored also the both matches. And I said, okay, it's no problem. So we had a contact and I said, Borussia Dortmund is one of the big clubs in Germany, so for me it's no problem.
So you remember coming, you signed the contract in Dortmund or in Holland?
I signed it in Dortmund.
Wow, amazing. So you traveled to Dortmund, and what was your first impression there of the Westfalenstadion, the stadium of Dortmund?
Because in Holland and in Germany it's different, and in Germany the stadiums are big and the fans are huge. So my first game at I'm not sure, but I guess Mainz.
Mainz 05.
I'm not sure, but we were sitting in the bus, and then I saw the supporters from Mainz. They are walking through the fans from Borussia Dortmund, and I said, "Hey, what's the problem here?" Because in Holland we are not used to.
Yeah.
And in Germany, it's normal. So the guy, they said, "Oh, it's no problem. Yeah, it's normal. Even they can walk together to the bar and have a drink." I said, "Okay, then this is football, yeah? Because you go as a fan to go and watch football, not to go and fight. Sometimes it happens in Germany, but not like in Holland. In Holland." The home and away supporters, they cannot work like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my first impression was really good. But you know, when I was here, I also watched German league, and everything is huge. Everything is big.
So you arrived in Borussia Dortmund, you signed a two-year contract. I guess you signed it with Michael Zorc?
I signed two and a half, yeah.
Year contract. And and in the time in the team, you had colleagues like Delron Buckley, who's been on our podcast as well. From South Africa.
Delron. He was my good friend. Yeah, we always even if we went to if we go to training camp, both of us are in the same room together.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Another player who was also in the team with you was also Thomas Rosicky, who went on to play for Arsenal, an incredible football player.
It was fantastic player. Yeah. Everything he do or he does is magic.
What was it like to play with Thomas Rosicky?
He was also a good guy, because I think in my year in Borussia Dortmund, we had a good player, but I think the luck was not there. And as a team, we were a family. Good, we communicate to each other. We talk to each other. We don't quarrel at the pitch. And everybody know what they have to do, but. That luck that Borussia had years back was not on our side, because most of the year Borussia Dortmund are on the first to four, and at that year, my first year, I think we were seventh on the position.
Absolutely right. Yes, 2000. Yeah, yep.
And I think was not also the best year for Borussia.
Absolutely, yeah.
But as a team, we were as a team, great people around me, and our captain was even fantastic. Christian Worms.
Christian Bruns, German international player.
This guy was really a captain.
Yeah, Christian Bruns, quite some player, wasn't he? Played 66 games for Germany, and he went on to play for Paris Saint-Germain, of course, which must be a dream for most guys to play for such a huge club.
Yeah, but he was. I like him very much. It was as a captain, it was really good for me. Yeah,
how
because everybody have his opinion, but for me, it was very great for us.
How can we imagine that when it is for a colleague who goes on to such a play to play for a club like PSG or one of the very, very huge clubs like Juventus or something like that, how does that feel then when you're a colleague of the player and they then get scouted or they get to move to play to such an absolutely super world-famous football club?
Yeah, it felt good. Because it feels very good. Because yes, such prayer, yeah. How many times such a prayer comes on your way?
Yeah,
it's not often. We've said it's really an honor, and I played with Christian Worms, Yasser Bazakia, Biden Feller, Dede, Thomas Wisdinski, Jan Kola, because when I was in Vitesse, I used to watch them. They played the World Cup, they played the European Cup. And to play with them or to sit with them in the same dressing room, yeah, it's really an honor.
Yeah, an honor and an inspiration. And I guess Thomas Rosicky's big move to Arsenal didn't go unnoticed in the changing room. It must have been something that all the players were had admiration for his big move.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because this guy was great, great footballer and also a great person. And because if you know Thomas Rosicky and do it, then it motivates you to do more.
Fascinating insight. Did you ever get to come over to England? Obviously, the podcast we're recording is in England. Did you ever come to England to watch a Premier League game?
So maybe let's say 5 or 6 years. And I watch. I was in Manchester, and I watched Manchester and City. I think Newcastle. I think was 1-1.
Nice.
I think 5-5. Yeah.
Were you visiting a player? Were you visiting a friend of yours who was playing football, or were you coming to watch?
No. Because my son was there. They played. They had a friendly game with Manchester City, and he played for Feyenoord Rotterdam.
Oh, nice.
And,
okay.
Yeah, sometimes before the corona, we used to come there once a year. Yeah, even last year we were there, but I think City also played against Liverpool at that time. But we have to leave on Sunday, so we couldn't watch.
Yeah. What is your son's name, and is he still playing for Feyenoord?
Yeah. His name is Magic. I have two boys and a girl, and the first one is playing for Feyenoord Rotterdam, and the second one is NAC Breda. He played for under 13, and the other played for under 15 for Feyenoord.
Wow, that must make you very proud.
I'm really proud of you, even if they are not footballers.
That's just great.
Because I would like them to play football, but if they choose different thing, I also support them as a dad. Yeah, I know that is for me. It's a pity that things didn't go well with me. And I understand why. And let's come to the supporters. Because I know, from my opinion, I think Borussia are the biggest supporters in Germany. And the away games, if you go to the stadium, you will see yellow and black, yellow and black everywhere, in between the supporters. And even the, when we play home games, the yellow wall, nah, it's incredible. But the playing time was not good, because when Beth from Ireland was there, I had the chance to play, because even my first year I played 8 games. I started four in the first 11 and 4 as a substitute. And my second season, I had a couple of injured. Even my first season, when I came, my last game that I played for Vitesse Arnhem, I got injured. So they said it would take like two to three weeks. So from there, I went to the Africa Cup of Nations in Egypt. Mm-hmm. I played two matches, and I also got injured again, the same leg. So I went to Borussia Dortmund with injury. I trained. I wanted to play because it's my new club, so I wanted to do everything to come in again. I also got injured on training, and the last 8 games, I played the last 8 games. From there, I went to World Cup. I played all the matches, and then the new season, when the new season started, I was fit. The last training to play and to start the bonus league, I got injured again.
So you had a very injury-laden time when you were in Borussia Dortmund.
And then I got injured. It took me two months to recover, and then later get better.
One of the huge games that you played in was the four.
Mm-hmm. One of the later Bethomare got sacked.
That's right, and he was replaced then. But one of the big games you played in was against Hamburg, the 4-2 win against Hamburg in 2006. Perhaps you remember that game.
I think that was my first game. I think when I recovered from injury.
Yeah, 4-2 is a big score, and you were playing away in Hamburg, a big club, Hamburg, at that time, Volksparkstadion. They won the European Cup in 1983. They're 6 times German champions. What can you recall about that first game there at Hamburg?
I can't remember all, but I'm sure maybe... we came down, I think 1-0. I'm not sure, 1-0, we equalized. I can't really remember, but I was at the bench, and then I was just enjoying the game. That time I was also fit, and I wish I'll be part of it. Maybe I'll get my chance to play. So I came in, and when we were leading 3-2.
Right.
I think, yeah.
That's right.
When I came, I think we were leading 3-2. So I got my chance, and that game I did well, and they were impressed. So I think they had a corner, Hamburg. They had a corner, and then from that corner we score 4-2, because I think Thomas Rosicki, he ran from the middle to the goal, if I can remember.
And a guy who was playing that's right, Thomas Rosicki. Yeah,
Rosicki scored the fourth goal.
He did. He scored 2 goals. A guy who got two assists in that game and also scored a goal as well was Ebbe Smolarek,
Ebbe Smolarek, yeah.
Who went on? He played also in in Rotterdam as well. Feyenoord, Rotterdam, not Feyenoord, in Spot. Hang on. Oh my God.
Yeah, he played also
Feyenoord.
Rotterdam.
That's right. I was getting confused.
Yeah.
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 Ebi was.
Yeah, he also played. He played also in the youth. I played against him also in the youth.
Yeah. He was very popular with fans. How can you explain his personality as a person?
That's why I said I'm talking about the squad that we had. We are friends because sometimes we used to go out with all the teams and. We are just as a family. Everybody, yeah, we enjoy each other.
We
enjoy each other, but unfortunately, the results was not all that good. But as a team, was really great.
Yeah. What kind of things did you do in Dortmund? Did you used to go to a restaurant or what did you do? For dinner,
I was there with my wife. So yeah, sometimes my wife cooked. Sometimes yeah, we used to go to a restaurant because yeah, sometimes you have to go out and enjoy. not always to give your wife pressure. Sometimes you have to let your wife rest and then just surprise him. Oh, sorry, surprise her.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, to go to the restaurant, and I think they had also one. I forgot the name. They have one restaurant near the stadium, near the road. Yes, that's where sometimes we used to go, and very good restaurant.
And that time, another Dutch player who was there was Dennis Gentenaar, the goalkeeper.
Dennis Gentenaar. We have Cedric van der Gun
and Dennis Gentenaar, and you were also coming from Holland as well.
Yeah. That was good. It was very great because when I came, I had Ebi Smolarek and. We can both speak Dutch. Kentana can speak Dutch. Van der Kuhn can speak Dutch. So I was not, lonely.
Yeah.
And also the German guys, they also speak English.
Who was the best at speaking English from the German players?
Christian Wong, little, not all that good. Sebastian Kiel was good. I think also Vader was also good. What's his name? I forgot his name. The defender that went to Madrid.
Absolutely. And it's going to come back to me too. The defender that went to Madrid.
I forgot the name. But the day was very bad. Dede was very bad.
they say that Dede was good at organizing parties, though.
Yeah. For parties, Dede is very good. But for English, Dede is very bad in English. But Dede was great guy. He doesn't understand English, but if you sit beside him, you laugh.
Nice.
You laugh.
Did you go to any of Dede's parties?
No. Because I'm not that kind of guy who always go to parties.
Yeah.
Because, when I was in Fidesse, I was going to parties. But when I came to Borussia, I was more serious that, okay, this is the chance. I have to get the chance.
Christoph Metzelder went to Real Madrid.
Metzelder was also good. Christoph Metzelder, David Odonko. David Odonko was a Ghanaian, but he doesn't even speak a word of Ghana.
Yeah. What was so special about Dede as a footballer, the way to play with him? How did it feel?
That's why I said when I was in Holland, I was watching them. And then to play with them and to be there in the same dressing room, it's kind of honor that I feel proud that, this is the day that I was watching him on TV. This is the Christian Wilm that he was playing the national team with Jürgen Klinsmann, with Leto Matthias. Hey, that's him. But then I'm also a big guy. I feel that proud. And I can also say that, okay, I play with this guy, I play with Christian Wilm, I play with Yastabach Sankir, Metzelda, even now, if they ask me the biggest player that I play with, I always said Tomasz Ruzicki. I got proud that, I played with him.
So it's young Matthew Amoah sitting in the changing rooms with international stars like Christoph Metzelder, Christian Wörns, and also Jan Koller and Tomasz Ruzicki, guys who played on the world stage, on the international stage. Another big guy made a big impression on you, I think. Another well-known player at that time was also Lars Ricken, was playing
there. He was also injured. Most of the time was injured, but Lars was also good. He can also speak very good English. Lars, good guy.
Really nice.
And also for him, that the guy that who scored Borussia Dortmund final goal against Juventus, I'm sitting with him in the same dressing room.
That's right. I can see that you were very starstruck by being there at that time. In that season, you missed out on European qualification by just 2 points to Hertha Berlin.
Yeah.
And also there was a lot of financial difficulties at the club at the time. Did you notice, were you conscious, were you aware that there was problems in going on in the club, finances?
Yeah, because even my first time, of the first month that I went there, I know that they are in financial crisis, because that's why the team was going down. But if you look at the players that we had, we can do even better. But the coach had also to trust in the young ones, because at that time he was also using newly signing. We had also Kwesi Saka. We had also young guys also from the second team. I think we had like 6 or 7 of them. Because of their financial crisis, I can say was not bad for that season, because if you use 6 or 7 players from your second team, and sometimes most of them they also played in the first 11, and we end that year at 7th position. I think that was good. But for Borussia Dortmund, it's not yeah, good enough, let me say that, because Borussia are always on the first 4 to 5.
You finished the first season with a game in Bayern München, which you played in as well, which ended 3-3, which was a huge result to play. Do you have any memories of playing in the in Bayern München in that time against Bayern München?
Yeah, because it was Bayern was the new stadium, and I was hoping that I'll get the chance to play that game, but I think I didn't. I think the old game at the bench, if I can remember, because I remember my two games. I played with Bayern. I did not get even a minute to play.
Yeah, you came on in the 78th minute for Ebi Smolarek against Bayern in the 3-3 at the end of the game.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember when you've played so many football matches.
We played 3-3.
3-3, that's right. And
But it was also good because, if you heard of Bayern München, I played in the Bayern München stadium and not in the old stadium, in the new arena. Yeah, it's really great. But I wish I can do more better.
Yeah.
I didn't. But I thank also God for my career.
On the pitch, there were players like Bastian Schweinsteiger and Michael Ballack, and also Oliver Kahn. It must have made also Roy Mackay was there as well, the Dutch player.
Roy Mackay, I think, yeah.
Must have made a big impression on you, I think, no? You were still quite young at that point.
Oh, because Roy Mackay, when I was in Vitesse Arnhem, and later he moved to Tenerife. They said, I'm the new Roy Mackay in Vitesse.
Nice.
Because he was banger, he was scoring goals. And when he moved to Tenerife, he need them to qualify for the Premier League. Hopefully, Premier League, La Liga. Yeah. So yeah, that's why I said it's really an honor to be on the pitch with said guys, and also like to play in the World Cup, that we play against Italy, Brazil.
We'll come to your international career.
I can say I'm blessed.
We'll come to your international career shortly, because that's a very special part, playing for Black Stars. And in your second season, you played some nice games. One very special game you played in was the 3-1 win at Werder Bremen in the Weserstadion. A very, very special game to win that match. And you came on for Alex Frey in the 77th minute, again as a substitute. But I can imagine that the must have been a pretty good feeling then, because Werder were quite a strong team, and an away win is always a good feeling, right?
Yeah, of course, it's always a good feeling. But my second year, when the best for Marek went away, or let me say, got sacked, I had a rough season, because Borussia Dortmund, they said all the footballers from Bethlehem have to leave.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the rumors. And it also came on the papers, newspapers, that, Ebi Smolarek, Steven Pienaar, Cantona, Dennis, Fanny Krim, all of them, they have to leave.
Yeah. So Steven.
And I said, okay, if they have to leave, okay, for me, I did not play a lot of matches. But what about Steven Pinto? He's a great footballer. Yeah? And he was doing much better than the other guys.
Yeah.
If you said, okay, Matthew, I'm going to have to go, okay, then I understand. So if you have problem with Ben Famara, then you mean that players also have to leave? That's not fair.
Yeah. And
yeah, so I had problem also when Ben Famara got sacked. I think Robin, the coach after Ben Famara,
Jürgen Röber.
I had also the same problem because he said, yeah, you can train, but you not be in the first 18, you not be in the squad. But if you ask all of the guys, I was really nice guy. I'm not talking about myself, but I was calm, no problem with anyone. And even sometimes I used to ask him, when are we going to train? He played his last game. I asked him, when are we going to train? I asked the assistant, when are they going to train? And in 2 days later, I heard he got sacked.
It was a frustrating time for you and also the change of coaches, but you made some very good friends in the changing room. Did you keep any of the shirts? The shirt was really beautiful in the second season, the white and yellow stripes Nike shirt. Did you keep anyone for yourself?
Yeah. I think, yeah, I have, if I can, I have like two that I kept for myself. Yeah.
Beautiful. And what does it mean for you at the end of the game when they go up to the Südtribüne, the yellow wall, and the players are all standing together and celebrating? Do you remember doing that?
Yeah, a couple of times. And if we go there, it's like the stadium is shaking. Mm? That's why I said, yeah, the fans are incredible. It's incredible because 25 or 26,000 people, even only behind the goal, is if you come to the Holland, it's some of the clubs.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about now your career playing for Ghana national team. So 2006, you went on to play for Ghana national team, and you were playing in the World Cup in Germany. How did it feel for you to make your to play for Ghana? How did you feel about that?
Was always my dream to play for the national team because I remember when I was playing for Vitesse Arnhem. If I can't quite remember, I think it was a year 2001. I think in the Olympics game under 21 in I think in Argentina. Yeah, they called me and I refused to go. So they said, yeah, maybe it's not willing to play for Ghana national team. But I told them, yeah, I played a lot of games, so I need to rest. But also the tournament was really great tournament because, yeah, all the world are watching that tournament. Olympics game. So I refused the invitation. So later on, they called me, and I think that was 2002. I think I played in Mali. That was my first African Cup that I played.
How did it feel to make your debut for Ghana?
Yeah, it was good. I think my debut was, we played a couple of friendly matches. But my debut was against, I think, Morocco. That game we drew 0-0, yeah. And it was really great to wear the Ghana jersey and to play against Morocco. I said, yeah, this is the time because this is my time. And people were saying, no, you don't want to play. But I said, yo, I'm a Ghanaian, so I want to play for Ghana. Because when we came here as a kid, I remember that the agent asked us that if we become great footballers, which country we will prefer to play. I said, I want to play for Ghana national team. And the other guy, Kwame Kansa, said, you want to play for Holland.
Nice.
So it's a great feeling that I'm wearing the Ghana jersey to play for the national team. And also to play for the World Cup is just great for a big state like this, because it's everybody's dream to play for the World Cup.
Did you keep your jersey, any of the jerseys from the Ghana? Which of the special jerseys did you keep?
I have my own jersey, and I have also one from Thomas Wozinski, my friend.
Nice.
Yeah.
You played.
We play against them, against Czech, and I think we won 3-0.
You won.
That was, yeah. That was really. I think our best game that we played in the World Cup.
Yeah.
2006.
Yeah, you won 2-0 against Czech Republic in Group E, and how did it feel to play against Brazil in the quarterfinal? It was the first quarterfinal for Ghana in the first World Cup for your country.
That's our first World Cup. Yeah.
So I guess the pressure from the Ghanaian people back home was big, right? Everyone was very excited for Ghana to be.
Everybody was excited, of course, because you're going to play Brazil, and also in my stadium. In Borussia Stadium.
In Dortmund, yes.
Yeah. So it was really, really good and great for me that we're going to play Brazil in the BVB Stadium. And I think I remember that game. Ooh, we did very well, but unfortunately, Brazil have Ronaldo. And it shows the difference.
So you're playing against a Brazilian team, as you say, which has Robinho as well, and Kaká, Julio César.
To watch them on the television, to watch them, and now I'm on the same pitch playing with them.
You're playing against Roberto Carlos, Zero.
Attack Roberto Carlos.
Yeah. And what was that like playing against Ronaldo and Ronaldinho and Roberto Carlos? Were you very impressed by those guys, to see those guys there in front of you?
Because when we were on the pitch, because our dream or our aim was to qualify for the next stage. We were not thinking about Ronaldinho or Kaká or whatever, because we said if we can beat Czechia, and Czechia was on third on the world, we can beat Brazil. So we were not watching Ronaldinho or Kaká or Cafu or US. Our dream is, or our aim, to beat them. So we went there and we were very determined to beat Brazil, but unfortunately we lost 3-0. And then after the game, everybody was said, I want to switch jersey with Ronaldinho, with Kaká, with
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, what was interesting was that I went on to watch the next game after that, which was Brazil against France, and I was in the stadium myself. Yeah, that was an amazing game as well. And
Brazil lost against France.
Yeah, that's right, with Zidane.
Yeah.
Zinedine Zidane. One of your colleagues in the Ghana team who was very famous here in England was Michael Essien, who went on to Chelsea.
Yeah.
What kind of guy is Michael Essien?
I played with Michael Essien in school time.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So I knew him a long time, but at that time he was defender.
Mm-hmm.
So later when I met him in the national team, he said he played eight. I said, hey. When I knew you were playing at the back.
Yeah, so you had a long friendship with Michael Essien. You knew him for a long time.
I knew, but he is incredible player. I think it did very well for Ghana national team and also for Chelsea. And I think Ghana have to be grateful that we have such a player in the national team. Borussia Dortmund, du bist unser.